This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Relatives grieving a staggering loss are laying flowers at a daycare center in rural northeastern Thailand, where a fired police officer slaughtered dozens of people, including children as young as 2 years old who were napping. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
We were very shocked. Like our heart is broken many pieces.
Pranita Prawana says her nephew was only 2 years and 11 months old when he was killed at his daycare center. She's sitting with her sister-in-law and mother as they await news of a visit by the King and Queen of Thailand. Government officials in white uniforms are laying wreaths at ceremonial tables in front of the center's main door as a faded Thai flag flies at half-mast. They're followed by weeping family members who gather their hands in prayer before placing white flowers on the wooden floor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran said Friday an investigation into the death in custody of Mahsa Amini found she died of illness rather than reported beatings that sparked 3 weeks of bloody protests. Amini, 22, died September 16th, 3 days after falling into a coma following her arrest by Iran's morality police for allegedly breaching the Islamic Republic's strict dress code for women. Anger over her death has triggered the biggest wave of protests to rock Iran in almost 3 years, and a crackdown that has killed dozens of protesters and seen scores arrested. Despite security personnel using lethal force, the women-led protests have continued for 21 consecutive nights, this according to online videos verified by the French news agency. In a widening crackdown, Iran has blocked access to social media, including Instagram and WhatsApp, and launched a campaign of mass arrests. This is VOA News. Officials in Uvalde, Texas school district on Friday announced they had suspended the school district's entire police force 5 months after shooting at an elementary school there that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead. In a release posted to the district's official website, the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District said it remained committed to resolving issues with verifiable evidence, and recent developments have uncovered conditional concerns. Many questions arose regarding the school district's police department response to the May 24th shooting, in which an 18-year-old gunman, Salvador Ramos, entered the school through an unlocked door and killed the 19 children and 2 teachers. Jailed Belarusian activist Alice Bieletsky, Russian organization Memorial, and Ukrainian group Center for Civil Liberties have been named the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize for 2022. The Nobel Committee said they have made an outstanding effort to document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power. The prize is seen by many as a condemnation of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ally, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. government's latest jobs report is providing potentially hopeful news that the Federal Reserve's bid to ease inflation is starting to make progress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Employers slowed their hiring last month, adding a still solid 263,000 jobs, but that's the fewest in nearly a year and a half. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, matching a half-century low. The Fed's been aggressively boosting interest rates in an effort to restrain the economy just enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. It's hoping slower job growth will lead to less pressure on employers to raise pay for workers and then raise prices for consumers. While hiring did slow, it may not have slowed enough to satisfy the Fed, which will decide on another rate hike next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration released a new Arctic strategy on Friday as the strategically and environmentally important region suffers worsening effects from climate change and sees increased international competition. Global warming is melting Arctic ice, opening previously closed areas to navigation and creating new opportunities for countries such as the United States, Russia, and China to vie for resources and influence. The situation is further complicated by the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, a major Arctic power, which has increased tensions between Moscow and Washington to a level not seen since the height of the Cold War. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.